In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf. It took a while to get the results, but the candidates running for Michigan House in the 38th District come November will be Democrat Joey Andrews and Republican Kevin Whiteford. Andrews tells us it was humbling to win big in Berrien County. He's a longtime Southwest Michigan resident who says affordable housing and a sustainable economy are his priorities.
I want to see my home continue to grow and move toward a better future. I want this to be a place that people can raise their families and live and work and be everything that it was when I was growing up here.
Andrew says skilled trades training will be needed for the future of the region. He'll face Republican Kevin Whiteford, who declared victory in the GOP primary late Wednesday morning. On Facebook, Whiteford wrote, "Yesterday, the people of the Lakeshore spoke loud and clear, and I am honored to accept the Republican nomination for Michigan's new 38th House District." He adds, on to November. We'll be talking with him in the coming days. Meanwhile, Republican State Representative Pauline Wentzel will compete in November with Democrat Jared Planowski in the 39th District. Republican State Representative Brad Paquette will face Democrat Naomi Lundman in the 37th District. Congresswoman Jackie Walorski, the U.S. House Representative for Indiana's 2nd Congressional District, is dead after a traffic crash in Elkhart County on Wednesday. She was killed along with three others in the crash at State Roads 19 and 119 near Napanee. Walorski was in an SUV with staff member Zachary Potts and Emma Thompson when it crashed at the intersection. All three were killed, along with the other driver identified as Edith Schumacher of Napanee. Walorski of South Bend has represented Indiana's 2nd District since 2012. Congressman Fred Upton says he's heartbroken, noting he and Walorski often travel on the same plane. Upton said she had no enemies and worked so hard on veteran issues as well. Longtime Countryside Academy athletic director Derek Nestich died unexpectedly at the age of 49, the Benton Harbor-based school announced on Wednesday. Nestich was employed by the academy for 23 years and was also a coach and physical education teacher. The school says Nestich was always able to make special connections with anyone who walked through the doors, and returning alumni would always request to see him when they visited. He was an avid outdoorsman with a passion for fishing, birdwatching, and nature photography. Countryside Administrator Sarah Brookshire says he even brought in a fish to school because he was so proud of it. She said Nestich will be missed, and the loss will forever reverberate across the thousands of lives he touched. He leaves behind a wife, Jody, and a daughter, Lily. Two people have died in a crash of an Aerospace 600 plane about a mile from South Haven Regional Airport in South Haven Township. Police were called around 11:30 p.m. on Tuesday by the Federal Aviation Administration in Chicago, as it had not had any contact with the plane since early Tuesday morning when it was leaving. A 70-year-old Lawton man, who was the owner of the plane, and a 70-year-old Whalen man, who was the flight instructor, were both found dead. The National Transportation Safety Board is now investigating. The plane went down in a wooded area near 12th Avenue and 72nd Street just after takeoff. In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf.